From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. House Republican leaders insist they do not want to see a government shutdown, but they're pressing forward with their effort to cut about $60 billion from federal spending for the coming 7 months. President Obama and congressional Democrats say those deep cuts would cost jobs and weaken the economic recovery. NPR's David Wellness says Congress must act before the current stopgap spending bill expires in early March.
House Republicans had promised last fall to slash $100 billion from this year's federal spending, but they based that on a budget for this year that was never enacted. Instead, federal agencies have been operating at last year's spending levels the first 5 months of this fiscal year. Republicans have prorated the remaining months, so their overall cuts are now closer to $60 billion. Democrats warned that those cuts affect only the very small portion of the budget that provides housing, education, and health services, and would thus have a devastating effect. Senate Democrats say they won't approve drastic cuts, and the White House is threatening a presidential veto. David Wellness, NPR News, The Capitol.
Protesters in Bahrain say they will stay in the main square of the capital until their demands are met, demands that include the release of political prisoners and the drafting of a new constitution written by the people. Thousands turned out for the funeral of the second of two protesters killed in clashes with security forces. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Bahrain says those forces have now pulled back.
As we've seen in other countries where the unrest has been spreading rapidly, they were in uncharted territory for Bahrain. They haven't had to deal with this kind of protest before, and it really remains to be seen how each side's going to respond.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Bahrain. In Libya, hundreds of people have clashed with police and government supporters. Some of the protesters threw stones at police, who reportedly responded with volleys of tear gas and rubber bullets. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry is meeting with officials in Pakistan today in an effort to win the release of a U.S. embassy employee there who's being held in connection with the killings of two Pakistanis. President Obama and the State Department insist that Raymond Davis is protected by diplomatic immunity. But Kerry says that does not mean that Davis or any other American is above the law.
There is no such thing as a suggestion that something is out of the law or that America thinks somehow we're not subject to it.
Kerry says the U.S. will conduct its own investigation of the killings. The State Department has said Davis shot the Pakistanis in self-defense during a robbery. United Airlines has temporarily grounded nearly 100 jetliners so maintenance checks on computers aboard the Boeing 757 aircraft could be completed. The groundings caused a number of flight cancellations and delays. Megan Callahan told WBBM-TV she didn't get word of the delays until she was already at Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
I wish they would have called and alerted their customers.
This is NPR News from Washington. A U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent has been killed in Mexico, an apparent casualty of that country's ongoing drug war. NPR's Ted Robbins says another U.S. agent was wounded during the attack.
Special Agent Jaime Zapata was shot and killed when he and another agent stopped at a checkpoint on a highway between Mexico City and Monterrey, Mexico. Drug-related violence is rampant in parts of Mexico, but it's rare for U.S. officials to be attacked. The agents were assigned to the ICE attaché office in Mexico City, reportedly to train Mexican law enforcement officers. DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano said she was deeply saddened by the news. She said U.S. and Mexican officials are working closely together to find the killers. Agent Zapata was with the Border Patrol before joining ICE 5 years ago. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
New images are being received from NASA's Stardust space probe, and they're showing researchers an area where a previous probe slammed into the surface of a comet. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce says that earlier probe called Deep Impact hit the comet nearly 6 years ago.
NASA sent a probe to a comet called Tempel 1 back in 2005. Now a second spacecraft has just passed by. Joe Vavirka of Cornell University is principal investigator of the new mission. He says new images of the comet show changes in smooth surface areas believed to be created by eruptions of volatile gases.
That's where we have seen the most obvious changes in the comparison between 2005 and 2011.
He said the spacecraft also photographed areas of this icy little world that had never been seen before. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.